thank you.
Could you talk maybe about how you feel right now and your expectation for the tournament?
Well, after missing this tournament a few times with withdrawals, I'm happy to be here healthy and excited to play. It's been many years since I've stepped out on center court for a competitive match, and the last one wasn't a great experience, so I'm looking forward to changing that around. It's a beautiful city. It's a great place to have a big tournament like this. I've played a lot of tournaments in my career, and I would love to be a champion here for the first time, so that's ultimately the goal.
Would she ask you for some advice sometimes? Because you know how well that you've been through this, progression.
I think everyone, surrounds themselves with the best possible team in order to, not only for their tennis, but to make sure that, they have the right people around them to make the right decisions. We're obviously competitors, and I think we all respect each other. It's a very individual sport, but at the end of the day, we surround ourselves with a great team that will help us with those decisions and help guide us in the right direction.
Do you see a difference between the last time you faced her?
Well, I think her experience and experience is priceless in the sport, because you face against different players, you're facing bigger challenges and bigger tournaments and in bigger arenas, and she's much more comfortable in those situations than maybe she was a year and a half or two ago.
Yeah, you won very early, it's a major, and then you made the transition from being an up-and-coming player to being a major star.
Right.
Now she's going a little bit same pattern. How do you live that as an athlete? Is it difficult to make that transition from an upcoming star on all levels?
Yeah.
Popularity, sponsors, money, fame, all of that.
Well, I think from a very young age, we both, a lot of players work extremely hard when they start. I started tennis at 4 years old, and you dedicate yourself to a particular sport. There are a lot of sacrifices that go into it, and to be honest, you never quite know what to expect. I don't think you really know what will happen when you win Wimbledon at 17 years old. That's a very, it's a new and different experience, and no matter your parents or manager, can ever walk you through it. You just have to live through it and enjoy the moment, but yet, as long as you have the excitement once you go back on the court to improve and be better, and as long as that gives you happiness, that will always prevail through everything else.
But isn't it to do that and stay
tennis
number one besides all of the rest?
I think it has to be a natural understanding. If your priorities are correct and the work that you've done from a very young age, if that continues to be your priority, the results will ultimately follow. And, the harder you work, the luckier you get as well. But obviously there will be other opportunities, and incredible opportunities that sometimes are hard to say no to, but in critical moments are very important to say no to. So I became quite good at that from a very young age.
That's why you were speaking about the importance of the group around the athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you never quite know everything on your own, and I've been very lucky to have very realistic parents, my mother and father, and also a manager that I've had since I was 11 years old. I think it's all a learning experience for everyone that goes through new things. You never really know what to expect, and sometimes you make mistakes, sometimes you make good decisions, but if you learn from those, and the future experience will help you.
When you think about it, you won at 17, and you look at tennis right now, 10 years after, game has changed, or is it tougher than ever?
I think it's more physical than it was. I see there are a lot more rallies. You have to be more physically prepared for the challenges, and not just from the quarterfinals on, but from the first round on. Maybe I would say six, seven years ago, you could come into a tournament and work your way through a tournament in the first few rounds, get yourself match ready. But once you step on the court now, especially in tournaments like this, you have to be ready from the get-go.
Picking up on this, I know that some players take a break, a fairly long break after Wimbledon, but
right.
You, from what you see in the press, you seem to have been putting in a lot of work, a lot of physical work. Can you talk about your specific choice in terms of preparation for this part of the season?
Well, I've been on the tour for so many years that I kind of that I understand what's, you know, more important for my body in terms of preparation and playing more tournaments. I've never actually been a player that plays a very full schedule. I prefer to set my goals towards specific tournaments and work around them, whether it's, you know, playing one tournament, whether it's playing two, making sure the goal is to be healthy, because when you're not healthy, you can't compete. You know, making sure that you have the hunger and the motivation. It was a very long summer for me. I was on the road for more than 12 weeks. So it was great to have a little bit of a break, but then this start of the hardcourt season is quite long. You know, of course, you're getting ready for the U.S.